The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Relations Slips with Dr. Bobby Sommer and Lori Lynn Mann. Both of your hosts are looking at relationships from opposite sides. Dr. Bobby Sommer has been married for over 50 years, while Lori Lynn Mann is involved in the dating world. Through their experiences, that of their amazing guests, and you, we'll show how to live through your spirit and with your ego. Now, here is Dr. Bobby and Lori.
Hi, welcome to the show, Relation Slips. We're talking today about how relationships become relation slips. And that's the premise of our entire series with you, the listener. We encourage you to listen in, to tweet us, to give us your feedback on when relationships become slips in your own life. My name is Lori Lynn Mann. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, and I'm here with my co-host, the infamous, the one and only, Dr. Bobby Sommer.
Drum roll, please.
I give her a little drum roll. Why? Yeah. She's my mentor. Bobby's the woman that trained me in my training days as a therapist, and we're friends, we're colleagues, we're co-hosts on this show, and we come from different walks of life in our own relationships. I coach people in the dating world. Bobby works with those in marriage and families and her own experiences through her own walk of life, and it's kind of a cool thing how two people can come together and host a show like this, but we're also going to bring you in as the listener and hear about your experiences with
Absolutely.
Your own.
And also today we're going to talk about not just the intimate relationships we have with each other, but also how it plays out in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
And so today we're going to focus on the idea of power, envy, and jealousy.
Buzzwords, right?
They're hot topics. And you know what? They do interplay a lot in the workplace, but also with our intimate relationships.
Oh,
because
yeah.
These things are what pop up a lot in marriages or any kind of an intimate relationship and cause all kinds of disruptions.
Oh, yeah. We're really excited about today's show because last week we talked about intimate relationships. We had Claire Crawley from The Bachelor, Juan Pablo's season, and Bachelor in Paradise. And she talked about intimate relationships and how what you perceive is not always the truth in the reality TV world. And we're really excited to bring that to the forefront in today's episode, along with those following the coming weeks, as we bring on celebrities from reality television. They can talk about their relationships played out on live TV, be it in intimate partner relationships and behind the scenes, and also today about business relationships. So today we have Madison Hildebrand joining us. We're so excited. He was one of the lead players on Million Dollar Listing, Bravo's hit show about the real estate market in Los Angeles, the sales, buying tactics, the power, the controversy, the envy, the jealousy, the money, and the lifestyle. And I think that's something that we're going to talk about today that a lot of people can relate to. Why? Because most people have jobs.
Yeah.
Deal with coworkers.
Or they're looking for one.
Or looking for one. Yeah. And as we work towards this, there is this like amazing dynamic, wouldn't you say, Bobby, with
Absolutely.
Jealousy, envy? I mean.
Yeah. And we're particularly thrilled to have Matt on because he, much like Claire, have lived out some of these things on a very large scale in front of millions of people. Although we've all experienced them in our individual lives, we'll see how that's different than when you're doing that in front of a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Perception, yeah. Perception, perception.
Yeah, exactly.
So to recap how this show will go, relationships become relation slips based on a premise that Dr. Bobby and I are really excited to bring to the psychology world, to the world of therapy, to the way of perception and relationships, something that we focus on in our work together and we're here to share with you. And those have to do with the duality of the personality within our own personhood and that which we share with others. And those two things have to do with your spirit and your ego. Two words you're going to hear a lot about on this show.
Right. And when we say spirit, we're not necessarily talking about spirit in the in the sacred sense, although it's very important in the sacred world, but we're talking more about in the secular sense, because spirit simply means energy. The second the child is born, takes the first deep breath, spirit, because the word spirit means breath. So
exactly.
we'll talk about how important that is in the relationship individually within ourselves, called intrapsychic, and between two people, interpersonal. Mm-hmm. And obviously today about workplace between many people working together, which even makes it more complicated.
So maybe what we should do is review this whole spirit ego concoction we're talking about, right? So we talk about it like a pendulum swinging. So human beings are moving creatures. We have moody days. We have thoughts, feelings, actions. They're all interacted. And then we share them with people. We share them with coworkers. We share them with friends. We share them with our loved ones. So what Bobby and I are going to talk about on one side of the spectrum is that really ardent spirit energy that a person can have when they're feeling anxious, dissipated, scattered, fragmented, and you see that in the workplace.
Or even excited.
Excited can be one.
Absolutely.
So there's different states of this ardent spirit where if you're anxious, you might feel frazzled, but if you're excited, you might also feel frazzled in a good way where you're moving forward with your actions.
And, you know, we talk about stress in psychology, but we also talk about eustress, which is the good stuff. It's when your heart pumps really hard because you're watching an exciting football game and your team is winning, and that's really cool stuff. But your body is experiencing the same kind of thing as of when you're under stress. But here's the catch. The body knows the difference between the good stress and the bad stress.
Oh, God, the body. The body is so smart.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've talked before about the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. Bobby and I talk about it, actually, in our conversations about our days. And there's this wonderful experience the body has where we want to slow down and speed up. Mm-hmm. And so our energy state does that, too.
Exactly.
And so these are two complementary systems. So the sympathetic nervous system is in sympathy with our emotions. So if you're feeling excited or agitated or stressed, your heart rate goes up. Your respiration goes up. You may feel flushed and a little bit scattered in your own bodily sense, but the body always comes back to homeostasis.
Right.
The centered state.
Right.
The normal state.
And that state of our spirit, we have chosen to call the animated state.
Exactly.
Where our energy becomes more channeled, more focused, and accessible. Having lots of energy doesn't help us if we can't really get a hold of it and use it properly.
So you have to harness it.
Yeah, exactly.
Reel it in.
Exactly. So that's where we want to have our energy focused most of the time. From the frazzled running around, endlessly trying to find something we can't find, to finally said, okay, where's the last place I had my stupid keys? That kind of thing.
Right.
And get back into a place where we are animated, where we can begin to really solve problems.
So the flip side of that is the apathetic spirit. So when we start to slow down, so the parasympathetic nervous system is analogous to this, where we try to slow down that frazzled energy in our own nervous system. This is neurons, spinal cord, brain, all of these intricacies of our body have to do with this concept as well of coming back to homeostasis. The flip side of that spectrum, the right side of the pendulum is the apathetic spirit, where we feel depleted of energy. Maybe we've had a manic day at the office, and the next day, we just want to lay on the couch and do nothing.
Yeah.
Nada.
Vegetate. Veg out.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that sometimes, Bobby. That's what I think.
Right? I think it's very healing. And watch inane TV. Get lost.
But not Bravo, because we're here to talk about our favorite Bravo guest today.
Absolutely.
Full of animated energy. So we talked about spirit last week. Today we're also going to talk about ego. So we have the left and right side of these polarized states. We have a vigilant ego where we feel guarded and offensive. And the flip side is the vulnerable ego where we feel fragile and defensive.
Exactly. And in the middle, of course, what we're shooting for is the ego state we call the vital state. And vital means when we are mature. If I'm vigilant, I'm constantly trying to see what's going to go wrong. And here again, we need to have, the ego has to have all these states. We need to be aware that something might be that's frightening us. Then at the far end of the other spectrum of the ego is the vulnerable state. And that's when we feel crushed by something. We feel hurt. We feel a sense of loss.
We're going to talk about how these two concepts play into the workplace with jealousy and envy.
And power.
power. Did you know that jealousy and envy sound alike, but they're really not?
That's right. They're very different.
They're very, very different. So, Bobby, do you want to tell our viewers? Because I feel like you are my mentor, and I want to hear your words.
And I have all the answers, right? Well, we're going to go to the fact the idea of being envy idea. Matter of fact, it was one of the seven deadly sins of the Church. When the Catholic Church began, and I'm not knocking the Catholic Church per se, but it was happened to be the very first Christian church ever. So when the church of the time began to put out the things that they wanted people to have guidelines to live their life by, they named off what they call seven deadly sins. And they were wrath, greed, sloth, I love that one, sloth, pride, lust, envy, and gluttony. And these were called the capital sins or the cardinal sins. They were the worst possible sins you could have. So we're going to talk about today how when somebody becomes very powerful because they become very successful, many people around them are going to feel a sense of loss. So if I'm feeling very jealous, it's because I'm perceiving loss. There's a fear of loss. If I feel envious, I'm perceiving a sense of lack because it's like, you have what I want. So
gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah, and that's not fair.
No.
That's not fair.
You see this happen in romantic relationships where you feel jealous that your partner is looking at another woman. Hey, give me the attention.
Yeah, exactly.
You see it in the workplace when your coworker gets that promotion. Hey, that was mine.
And now we're going to see it through the eyes and the ears of someone like Madison, who has had a lot of these feelings portrayed and pushed upon himself because he has been very, very successful. It is given, chosen field. So that'll be fun to hear from Madison.
Absolutely. I mean, so we're talking about the real estate market, money, the brokerage of those deals. And these are high-risk situations where millions of dollars are on the line. A lot of it has to do with that dissipated energy, the fermented ardent spirit, or the vulnerable ego. And you really want to come to the middle.
Exactly.
To make that rational decision.
Yeah. And to do it so we feel good about it. And people around us feel good as well.
And you'll see this in marital relationships and in intimate partner relationships where you're about to break up and somebody becomes really scattered with their energy and desperate in the end to ring in the deal, bring it back, like, no, wait, what else can I do here? And you'll see that in the business setting, on a job interview, when you feel that you've lost the job.
Yeah.
What can I do for your company? Can I be your intern? Can I work in the mailroom?
There's anything.
Desperation that happens, and that is the dynamic of the human spirit. We're always trying to come back from the left polarized state to the right, homeostasis, back and forth.
And balance. Balance is the key.
It's really about balance.
And you know, whether we're in an intimate personal relationship with another human being or we're playing out the role in the workplace, the same dynamics apply. So we'll talk about that. And we're anxious to have Madison join us and talk about how his perspective is with the same thing.
So to recap how you can interact with us, we want you to go on Twitter, go to O Relationships, that's O, like, oh my God, OH Relation Slips. Tweet us your questions, your comments about your own stories and your experiences, and questions or comments for Madison or any of our future guests or guests from the past. We want to hear from you. You can also go on Facebook and find a Relation Slips radio show there. Tweet us, call us in. Listener call-in number 1-866-472-5788. We're really excited to have you on this adventure. So as we stay tuned, listen in for all of your questions, all of our comments. Bring it in, and we want to hear about what you have to say. So on that, Hugh.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Are you ready for an anything goes hour-long foray into politics, pop culture, and societal tribulations? Then look no further than Between the Synapse with host Mark Tobin. Each show features nationally or internationally prominent guests discussing topics that go beyond the usual daily news, sometimes even way beyond. It's a weekly fast-paced hour that you won't want to miss. Call in to join the party. Between the Synapse airs live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety. How do you achieve the utmost success in your life, career, faith, relationships, and more? It's all here in The Business of Living with host Scott Ventrella. Scott has experience as an executive coach, sought-after speaker, and lecturer. He and his guests will offer practical solutions and strategies to help you move to the next level of success, no matter where you are in your life and career. The Business of Living airs live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Relation Slips. To reach Dr. Bobby Sommer, Lori Lynn Mann, or their guest today, call into the show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now back to Relation Slips.
Hey, Madison. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's so good to have you on the show and talk a little bit about, you know, how you've experienced in front of millions of people putting yourself out there. And we're just saying off air a moment ago about the sense of loss. And there's a huge sense of loss. We've had a real relationship with people and suddenly that's gone. So how was that for you?
With regards to Million Dollar Listing and the show, it was a big feeling of loss, but also of kind of release and freedom at the same time.
Yeah.
As I look back, it was filming with this crew and these people for 7 years on 11-month cycles, and it was usually the same crew. So we bonded 30 hours a week, and finally when it came time for me to really decide to part ways and focus on other things, that means I don't see these same people, and that relationship is now over, and that family kind of dynamic has ended.
Yeah, and that is a sense of loss. It's kind of what we sometimes in psychology call a mini loss, M-I-N-I. In other words, it wasn't the death of a parent or a loved one, but it is the death and the end of a relationship very much enjoyed.
Yeah, the one that I very much enjoyed, that's right. The dichotomy of feeling there, because on one end, I was very happy with my decision, but that decision also caused me to feel that sense of loss in relationship.
Yeah. And also, I think because you have been ultra successful, I'm sure there are those of you who have felt somewhat envious and somewhat jealous of you. You know, and again, the idea of jealousy is that we feel that we've lost something. And envy is that we feel that you have something that I really should have had. So how have you found that you have best handled some of the criticism, which has been pretty public, about the fact that you left the show?
You know, most of the people that my fans have been very supportive. And although they feel the same thing that I think I feel, because there is the loss of my fans as well, That interaction with them is not as current. So I felt a bit like I was letting them down. And on the flip side, they understood that I opened up and gave them so much of me for so many years that, you know, at some point they just wanted to share that they thanked me for doing that and helping them or inspiring them. They will beg me to come back, and they don't feel, I didn't get too many that I'm betraying them or anything like that. But most of it was actually just nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes being in the real estate market and on reality TV is not so nice, though.
It can be difficult.
I mean, you're working with multi-million dollar deals live on television, played out behind the scenes of those transactions when you're working with your competitors. So sometimes competition can bring out goodness in people, but most of the time, a nasty spirit, and that's because of envy and jealousy. So what did you experience on the show with your coworkers, those that were, I guess, your colleagues on the show, in terms of the dynamic, the money dynamic, the competition to succeed as you're being watched and followed by cameras? Did you find people were envious of you, jealous, or both?
Yeah, I mean, those things absolutely played out. I mean, I am a very positive minded person, and I choose to surround myself by those types. But by being on a television show where I was casted with two other show members, I didn't really get the choice, and therefore it became very difficult, because what I was doing in my daily life and working with clients and negotiating these deals, I did on and really in my terms, in you know, I could work with whom I chose. But now all of a sudden, you throw that competition in because we've got one of the other characters, Josh Altman, that is so insecure and has got such the desire to be the number one. And I've sold so much that he will just lie right through his teeth of what he's accomplished, when in fact it's not true, but nobody's fact checking it. He doesn't have a problem lying and saying things that aren't true just to make himself look better than me or the other guy in the show. And I think that was stemming from a place of envy, because I walk in a happy place, and for the most days I am. And I am a competitive person, but I'm not competing with him. And it's
absolutely
not a competitive show. So,
and I think that's the key, where you're not competing with him directly. You're actually competing with yourself to be able to give people what they're truly looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he made it a constant battle about who was producing more and et cetera. And I then found myself engaging in conversations that didn't have substance and that I did not want to be involved with, which agitated me. And you have cameras there, and then everyone else is going to have a reaction based on what I say or don't say. So it's really an interesting situation.
Yeah, and so we're looking at what we talked about earlier about what was going on within your mind and your being. All of a sudden, here you are trying to give people what they want, and people love it and they appreciate that. And then you're getting some feedback from other people who seem, unfortunately, to be envious. So all of a sudden, here's just your wonderful, ardent spirit giving out, giving, 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 and suddenly you feel attacked. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, your spirit starts to shrink a little bit, and you start becoming a little bit more in the apathetic place, so you can bounce back to where you want to be, and your ego takes a hit too.
That's that swinging pendulum we've talked about with spirit and ego, that we always want to come back to the middle part where we make the most rational decisions, we have the most focused energy. But when you're working in a competitive standpoint in the workplace, your energy's all over the place, because you're working with the energy of other people. So Madison just spoke about it so clearly, about his energy being ardent, dissipated, scattered, when you are being attacked with envy. Envy is when people want what they don't have. That is the difference. Jealousy is you're afraid it might be taken away.
Correct.
And that's exactly what, you know, Madison has gone through. So you played this out on national TV live for us. Do you understand what you really were doing, Madison? You were teaching Americans about the human condition of spirit and ego, which is what we're talking about in a psychological sense. Does this make sense to you?
No, it definitely does. I've been working with a somatics coach for 12 years. And so I definitely relate to everything that you're saying. And thank God I had this person in my life, because I did get knocked off my ground, and I was swinging high in the air, and I was, you know, so agitated that this person could be attacking me in this way. And I was having to defend my truth when I shouldn't have to be defending my truth in that situation. And so it was a lot of times that I would, you know, have a session and schedule the time to go in and see for and try and find out what that moment was that actually lifted me off of my ground, and then where it took me, and then how to get back into center, and then how to avoid swinging so far or not swinging at all when I got into this situation again, and seeing if I could then adapt or change how I reacted from the first time, knowing that it was going to come at me again. If I had a completely different reaction from control and or just an awareness, as you said, the animated state.
Yeah, and to be prepared for that, to say, okay, if it comes, I can handle it.
And I was, and then I did. I went into that situation knowing that it was going to happen again. I'm sure that his behavior is going to get worse, not better. And it did. And yeah. I found that all of a sudden I regained more power and control as he spiraled. And then I could actually see him spiraling. And all I could do was just stand him and step to the side. And it was a totally much more comfortable place for me to be in. But I didn't know how to get there when it first started.
And who does? None of us do. That's what we're pointing out, is that it's a human condition. It takes us a while to go from that apathetic or ardent state back right into the middle where we want to be, finding our own balance within ourselves. So you found that.
Eventually.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You did find it.
And mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about this after the break. When we come back, make sure to tweet us at @orelationslip.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
The world we live in has become a crazy place. Poverty is at an all-time high in the wealthiest nation on earth. We keep calling on government to save us with new programs. And now, we have more people using food stamps than any time in our history. This problem continues to get worse. The answer to poverty is in our homes, churches, and communities, and through our children. Get the answers from The Mickey Ellison Show, Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern, on Voice America Variety.
It's time to take a new look at some of life's changing moments. It's time to listen to an expert who has been there and can provide insight through experience, studies, and enlightening guests. Tune in to Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets. Host Lindsay Levinson takes a look at relationships, parenting, health and wellness, divorce, depression, sexuality, philanthropy, and mental health. You'll look at everything you know in a different way. Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets, airs Wednesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Relation Slips. To reach Dr. Bobby Sommer, Lori Lynn Mann, or their guests today, call into the show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now back to Relation Slips.
All right, welcome back. So we've been speaking with Madison Hildebrand on our last segment. He was a star from Bravo's Million Dollar Listing as a real estate broker, conquered the world in Los Angeles, Malibu, running ragged with his envious and jealous colleagues, and working that out through reality TV, live on national television for viewers to partake in. So when we're talking about relationships becoming relation slips, they often have to do with this spirit and ego manifestation that's all out of whack. And that has to do with our own jealousy and envy of what we have and don't have, what we want. And you'll see that played out in coworker dynamics. So this is the thing about reality TV, folks, is that some people see it as a really negative, gossipy concoction, but you know what? It's a total learning experience about the human condition. So we love Madison Hildebrand from Million Dollar Listing because he's a good guy. You know, we saw him work it out on national TV, but also in a socially conscious state through his philanthropic endeavors, through his entrepreneurial experiences. So, Madison, as you welcome back to our show, I want to have you tell viewers a little bit more about what you've been doing since the show, because you left your family, you left your coworkers after this kind of weird state with them.
Sure. I mean, I it was a shock when I hit enter and sent that email to the mass of the people who needed to know that I was making the decision to leave. It was a huge sense of relief and an overwhelming sense of emotions that kind of I've never experienced before. And then all of a sudden I realized I had a lot of extra time on my hands.
Yes.
I got into real estate in year one. I was filming this show and I had not stopped filming my career. So I never knew what one career was like. It was always like I had to. And then just being turned on, like, when you have to be on TV, you have to be what we call turned on. So you have to kind of, even in your worst day, and you're doing a deal, you can't let your clients know that you're having a bad day, so you have to be turned on. My level of energy with that time was like, what am I going to do now? I have so much energy and so much time. But what I decided to do was just really kind of adapt and enjoy it and focus just on my real estate business and my clients and do things for me and have some me time, take a year of just dialing back into my nervous system because it does go into some state of shock. And
absolutely. I mean, it has to because you really were reeling from this stuff. And I was really picking up when you said, you know, you have had extra time on your hands that you didn't normally have. So I think, have you ever heard the expression? I'm sure you have. When one door closes, another door opens.
Absolutely.
And so it opened a door for you. As I was reading about your bio, you've done so much volunteer work. So that's another way you could give and give a lot more to people. So how has that been for you in terms of giving your time to volunteer?
Yeah, I mean, volunteering is something luckily my parents and my mother really gets most of the credit, has always made that a part of our family doings. And so giving back is just a part of living for me. And, you know, at some times at career points when I wasn't making as much money in the beginning, I would donate and volunteer my time. And then other times I got so busy that I couldn't volunteer my time, I would, you know, be able to write a check. But what I find now I really love and am inspired by is that I volunteer as a board director for the Malibu Boys and Girls. And I've been doing that now for 2 years. And the year before that, I volunteered ER in the emergency room as the ambassador between the doctors and the nurses and the patients and their families.
Wow.
And that was pretty
interesting. Are you a saint? I swear.
Well, you know, I think that it's so valuable. I mean, both aspects of the one about being involved in the Boys and Girls Clubs, because we're therapists and I see a lot of people that come in, mothers who have to work, they have no choice. And that place can be a refuge for kids. They can go there, mom can relax or dad can relax and do their jobs and know that these kids are being taken care of, they're having fun and they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and they're still progressing and they have a safe environment. It's so important. And you know, Malibu don't think that we have a need for that, but it isn't what everybody thinks it is. And we have 120 students on average that go through the club every single day. And
exactly. Not everybody in Malibu is wealthy.
No, absolutely
believe it or not.
No. So
it's not necessarily
giving back is
like.
Definitely part of me feeling happy inside of myself. If I am not giving back in some regard, truly from a place of wanting to just give with absolutely nothing to receive in return, usually I start getting depressed. So I have to incorporate that into my life.
I love that you bring this up because we're talking about spirit being the giving part of ourselves and ego being the taking part. So when you give, you receive. And that's sort of the spiritual component to this give and take of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm very fond of saying, notice that the saying says, 'tis more blessed to give than to receive. It's called giving and receiving. It's not called getting and giving. The giving tends to come first. Because from giving, we get. And the nice thing about getting is it's not contrived, it's not manipulated. It simply comes.
Right.
It comes. And so you experience that. I know you do.
I do, yeah.
And when you are working with the people that you are working with and making them happy, when you're coming from your ego being vital and mature and you're really clicking along and you're really helping people, they want to give back to you. They want to give you referrals. You don't have to ask for them.
Right. That's right, too. I mean, I do a lot of public speaking, and when I do ask people, you know, what are your secrets to success? And, you know, the short answer is hard work, but the long answer is their strategy. And part of that strategy is certainly building in a give back to the community, you know, volunteer and do something, but don't expect anything from it. Find something you're passionate about and then get involved. And just by doing that, like you just said, people will see that you're a good person and they will see that you're capable and accountable, and then they'll relate that to you and what your profession is, and your business will ultimately benefit, but not why you do it.
And I think that's what's really important right there, because that's because you have giving and receiving in the right order. And there are people who tend to want to take first and hope that they'll get something from it. And we see that in relationships a lot. Somebody, quote unquote, falls in love with somebody because they're hoping to get something from the relationship. But there's nothing to get unless you've already given. There's nothing there. So finding that in ourselves is important.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of that give and take, Madison, I'm so curious because you're someone who's done very well financially, successfully with your image on broadcast television. What has it been like to translate that sort of success into relationships? Because I'm really wondering, you know, when you're in a relationship where one person is financially more well off than the other, how that can interject with that synergy between two people. Do you find that certain people in your love life have been jealous or envious of you based on your power and success?
Yeah, it's been the dating life in reality TV, and also not just being on reality TV, but having a successful career. It does pose, and being a gay man, I feel like the pile gets narrower and narrower. Especially when I was filming, it was very difficult to find somebody that was in it for the right reasons. And then when you bring the cameras on to engage with that person, which is normally fun and easy, now the cameras are up. Well, I'm comfortable in front of the cameras, but I forget my partner may not be. And all of a sudden they act differently. And then it throws me. And so it was very challenging to start a relationship or to bring on a current relationship, which I did all three, and end the relationship. That was one of the reasons why I needed to move on from the show, is so I could clear that space to find a match for myself. And yeah, I am quite young and successful, and so I don't want to be someone that has the house husband at home. That's just not me. I want to be inspired by my partner. Also, it doesn't mean they have to be a bajillionaire, but I do want to have someone that can be spontaneous and is really self-aware, really. That's what I'm asking. And It's been
and
a challenge.
And also finding somebody who wants you for who you are, not for what you've been able to achieve in your life. Absolutely.
That's right.
So Madison and all of our guests listening, we're going to bring this back after the break. So go ahead and tweet your questions and comments. Relationships. So Madison, hang on with us, and we'll hear from you right after the break.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Relation Slips. To reach Dr. Bobby Sommer, Lori Lynn Mann, or their guests today, call into the show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now back to Relation Slips.
All right, welcome back to the program. We're wrapping up our interview with Madison Hillebrand, a Bravo's Million Dollar Listing, who is now a wealthy real estate broker, entrepreneur, public speaker, social servant in the Malibu countryside. We really enjoyed talking to Madison today about jealousy, envy, how these really intercept relationships and then make them into relation slips, which is the nature of our program. So relationships happen in the business setting, and they happen in intimate relations. But let me tell you something. If you're a star on reality TV and you're making a boatload of money and getting a lot of success, how do you enter the dating world after that? So we were just talking to Madison about this. Madison, tell me about your experiences. What is really on your mind these days in terms of finding the optimal relationship?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think it's been a year since November that I have left the show. And like I said, it's taking me some time just to fall back into my system and let go of the shock and just enjoy that time and go on dates and just kind of enjoy that process of not being watched or feel like I'm being watched. But I do want a partner, and I do want a long-term committed till death partner, and I do want a family. So I'm not in a rush to just find someone to satisfy that need. I am more so just making myself available and going about my day, but leaving enough time for me to be in the right places where I'm not always in the zone. Because if I'm in the zone, I may miss my dream husband walking right by me because I'm not aware. So just trying to stay busy, but also, you know, disconnect with intention once in a while.
Yeah, and you know what I think so message is speaking also. I mean, you do want to have a fulfilling life, and you want to be fulfilled within yourself with this life. So with that said, you're going to have to be, like we all are, vulnerable and allow your ego to be out there and be willing to take a risk, which I'm sure you are. I mean, you've taken lots of risks in your life. But risking that is so important because without vulnerability, we can never really have an intimate relationship. So just the small time, the short time we've talked together, I hear in your voice that you are obviously a very sincere person and that you are looking for someone to share that on a spiritual level as well as just on a emotional balance with each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's the best part of it is being able to share on a spiritual and in the animated place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. I think Madison is like a spokesperson for our animated spirit and our vital ego because he's made rational sense as he's made his business decisions, and he's now ready to move that into finding the best intimate relationship he can find through marriage, children, the works. And I love that. They say that windows are the eyes to the soul. I mean, windows are the eyes to the soul. Eyes are the windows to the soul. And that's a juxtaposition of spirit and ego right there. And I say that Madison, you have the most gorgeous eyes and the most compelling spirit in your own sensibility. I just think that was what made you so attractive to viewers on the show. So thank you for sharing your spirit and ego with us on the show. And thank you for sharing it with us today on our radio show.
Well,
and really, the best of luck with your wonderful speaking career and also with getting that book of yours out there, Activate Your Passion, Create Your Career. And we really thank you for your time. We're looking forward to hearing from you in the future about how well you're doing. Have you found that right person?
Well, thank you both for a lovely and inspiring conversation. And thank you to the listeners and all of what is to come. So enjoy the rest of the evening. And again, I look forward to checking in with you guys.
And you know,
thank
Madison,
you so much,
we want you back because we're having some matchmakers on our show in upcoming series. So we want you back. Maybe we can have you back for a whole matchmaking episode. How about that?
I would do it.
Thank you so much.
All right, Madison. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
So I love him.
You know, I love the spirit of when he says he really wants to have, you know, a loving, giving relationship where he can have meaning and fulfillment in his life. I mean, that's what we're all looking for. It's not about whether we're straight or whether we're gay. It's not about any of that. It's about being human and knowing that your spirit longs to be in the animated state. The ego longs to be in the vital, mature state because that's where true happiness comes in. And without that alignment, it's virtually impossible to find that. So, Lori, I think it's important for you and I to talk about with our visitors what they can do right now to start getting their life back on track a little bit more in terms of getting their ego in the state that they want it to. What can we help them do?
Well, so what we've talked about in the past is this new concept of mindfulness in the field of psychotherapy, in the field of psychology. So mindfulness really takes us to that centered state, that vital ego, that animated spirit where we're clear-headed, we're rational, because we live in a fragmented world. We live in a distracting world. And I think that is the point of a lot of us becoming centered, is to find the activities and thoughts and mantras that really bring us back to center. For me, it's yoga, running on a trail in beautiful Southern California, enjoying a sunset. I also encourage clients to practice deep breathing and meditation. I think that's how we turn the monkey chatter off.
And I think, you know, we can do this sitting in our car in traffic on the 405 freeway in California. Can do it anywhere. Just become consciously aware that, oh, wow, I got to take a deep breath here. I have to really get myself back into balance and the conscious awareness of that. And our next show, we're going to talk a lot more about that in terms of being consciously aware of what we are doing with our lives. What state are we in our spirit, in all of our energy, in our ego, and how we feel about ourselves and how we're relating to other people as well. Because it's all about being in a relationship with somebody. If nothing else, we're always in a relationship with ourselves. Good or bad.
Absolutely. Asking those questions. How am I feeling right now? What am I thinking? What am I experiencing? Being inquisitive about our own inner spirit is actually a really great part of our brain, mind, body function, is bringing it all together. And so, you know, tweet us, tell us about your experiences at OH Relationships, Facebook us at Relationships Radio Show. Send us your stories. We want to hear from you, the listener.
And while you're doing that, also pay attention. Am I in the animated state that I want to be? If not, what can I do to get myself out of this apathetic state? How can I get my ardent spirit to be much more balanced and back into power? I want to be able to take control of my life, and everybody wants that. We all want the same thing.
Yes, we do. We do. And that's what we're here to talk about. We want to bring it to fruition. Let's get it on the page. Let's get it out into the hemispheres. You know, sing it from the rooftops. I think that's part of being human, is being able to vocalize your wants, your needs, your desires. And that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And also to realize that get our priorities straight. We want to give, not just so we can get, but we want to give for the sake of giving, because the getting will come. I know it's hard to have that faith, but it does come, because it's always rewarded. When we give of ourselves unconditionally, we love unconditionally, it comes back to us that way.
It sure
so
does.
So stay tuned. We'll be looking forward to hearing you on our next show. And like we say, tweet us, call us, smoke signals, anything. Be in tune.
Stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Relation Slips. Make sure you join Dr. Bobby Summer and Lori Lynn Mann for another great show next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This week, turn your relation slip into the relationship that you want.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.